All right, let's see. Let me hear you talk.
Hello, hello, hello.
I like it.
It's my morning voice.
It's sexy voice.
Is it?
Is it?
Ooh.
I'll go with maybe.
I like it.
I like it.
Okay, seriously, the person who asked, who would win in a boxing match, Truman Capote or Andy Warhol?
That and other pressing questions on today's Cake and Cookies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
All right, I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm dripping wet.
Yeah, Rob had an explosion, and I saw it.
Yeah, but I wish we had audio evidence of it, because I bet it sounded pretty good. Did you actually hear the explosion?
Oh, yeah, I heard the whole...
And we were actually... Oh, by the way, this is Cake and Cookies, a semi-regular reminder that your life in comparison is not that bad. I'm Rob Spiewak, and I go by the nomenclature of cake.
Then I'm Cookie.
No nomenclature for you?
Just Cookie.
All right.
Nomenclature.
No.
Man, I have got some morning voice today.
Yeah, you do. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've only been up about 20 minutes.
Well, I've been up twice. I got up.
Yes.
And then I went back to bed. I just thought I'd get a little puppy snuggle, but the puppy snuggle turned into a full-on. Is it a nap or is it a go back to sleep at that point?
Well, I mean, when you woke up, did you leave the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that counts as going back to bed. It's not a nap until it's after maybe 10.
Well, I was gonna go take a shower, and then Judd looks so snuggly.
Yeah.
So I laid down just to give him a good snuggle and a belly rub. Him, not me. And I just fell right back to sleep.
I didn't intend on taking a shower until I opened this bottle of Italian mineral water.
And you got quite the shower.
Look at this. The Ghostbusters logo, she is wet.
You think it's a... I always assumed it was a he.
Well, no, I'm talking about the logo itself. I think logos are natural... Let's pretend we're French. Do. And every noun has a gender. And today, Ghostbusters logo, it's a female gender.
Okay.
Right. Oui. The ghost itself... Oui. The ghost itself might be a male.
I don't know. I feel I over maleize things. Masculinize.
What about a boat?
Well, those are always supposed to be she's.
And mostly guitars are she's, right?
I think so. But the shape of a guitar is very feminine.
It is, except for the one part.
You mean the neck?
Sure, let's call it that. Neck is a masculine noun. And a feminine verb. As in, they would say in the 1940s, hey, would you like to neck?
Oh, necking, yeah. As in, mm-hmm. Could be a verb.
Getting busy. All right, I've got another bottle of... this Kirkland, it's fake Pellegrino is what it is. It's faux Pellegrino.
It's faux Pellegrino.
Let's see if it explodes when I open it.
Can you back up from,
back up from
your computer.
Sure. Okay.
Because that last one was, yikes.
It was. It was almost like a Jerry Bruckheimer soda.
All I know is all of a sudden I saw, well, at first I went, and then I saw spraying everywhere. I couldn't see the bottle.
Yes.
Spraying everywhere, and your exclamation of, oh, crap.
Now, here's the thing. I want to get back to that in a second.
Okay.
But let me open this, all right? Beautiful. Nothing to it.
Mm-mm.
See, this other one has a little bit of ice in the middle, and I think the ice threw it off.
Oh, yeah, because it expands.
Yeah, I'm still...
Science lesson.
Because
I'm wearing my Pluto shirt, see?
Oh, he's a great cartoon character.
Pluto, never forget. No, this is about the...
Planet. Or not planet. What is it now? Is it a rock?
Look, I never stopped believing.
Bless your heart. Bless.
That's not nice.
Hey, is the planet male or female?
I like to think
Plantets.
Pluto as a planet is... Let's not assign it a gender.
Saturn is female because it has rings. Jewelry.
What does that even mean?
Fabulous jewelry.
I mean, men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
That's true. And Frankie Avalon sang Venus and he's a man.
I'm sure astrology people, not astronomy people, astrology people probably have assigned gender to all of the planets.
Do you know who my favorite astrology person is?
Miss Cleo?
No, dead, by the way. Sorry to see her go, but she never measured up to
Teresa Caputo was here in Savannah last night. She did a show.
Teresa Caputo sounds like you're trying to clear your throat. Pardon me. Teresa Caputo. I've always been a Jackie Stallone guy.
Crab cake.
Yeah, luckily my turban is full of crab cake. You know, there were a lot of episodes of the Don and Mike show, but there is only one Don and Mike show moment that I keep in my smartphone. Because sometimes I like to revisit. It's simply called crab cake.
Crab cake.
And it's from the day that I believe was it Daryl Strawberry, the baseball player that went out on the lamb?
They hit the road together.
And it was after we had tape of her on with Tucker Carlson. It was the weirdest thing. She was on Tucker Carlson, and that's when
she said, let's rewind for just half a second.
But wait, that's when she said, Tucker, this show is for the birds.
There's very little about Jackie Stallone.
Right.
You can't say it was the weirdest thing and it applies.
This is not true. So he was, she was on the lamb with this baseball player. It may or may not have been Daryl Strawberry. I don't know. And,
Crab on the run.
And Mike said, and I think I wrote it for him. Because when he read it, he laughed so hard that he accidentally dropped the phone and knocked it off. And so
forgot about that part.
So you could hear Jackie Stallone in the studio off mic instead of on the phone. I literally laughed so hard I fell down. And the line that did it was, luckily, my turban is full of crab cakes. Or maybe even singular, crab cake.
Crab cake.
But anyway, that's good times.
Oh my God. Louise.
Was it Dwight Gooden that was on the run?
This is what sets us off.
Yeah.
Not even apart, but off.
Yes.
For most people.
Yes.
We remember the Jackie Stallone part.
Yeah, but not when a Major League Baseball player is actually on the lam.
I know.
All right. I just typed in Dwight Gooden escapes. yes, I do. But you know what?
Wouldn't you just type in Dwight and Jackie?
Well, no, because here's the thing.
We made that part
that
up. Never mind.
That never really happened.
That never actually happened. In my head, it's so... It just.
Yeah, it's gone on for so long.
But wasn't Daryl Strawberry?
It wasn't? Okay, I'm going back now here to the Sports Illustrated Vault.
Wait. Dan knows everything about sports. Hold on.
Oh, that's excellent.
Dan!
Hey, Dan, come here.
For real, you can help.
You can really help us in this situation.
You can really, really help us.
Come on, be the good guy. We all know that you are.
He's coming.
I can't wait. This is going to be great.
Grab the marshmallow headphones right back there.
Danny Boy.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Let's get closer to that microphone and entertain the sports trivia question for me.
Okay.
I believe it was a New York baseball player about 1995, and he went on the run from the law.
No. Not 95. Had to be after 2000.
Okay. So it was after 1995, and he went on the run from the law. Could it have been Dwight Gooden? Did he have legal troubles?
Yes, he did.
And you know why? I think that Daryl Strawberry tried to come to his aid. That's why I'm associating the stories. Does that make sense?
Awesome. Yes. Yes.
All right. So we have an affirmative maybe that it could have been Dwight Gooden. But he has a checkered past, right?
I could have done that.
Yeah, but now we have him in his groovy t-shirt, which literally says groovy.
It does.
It does. That was so lighthearted. It does.
His t-shirt game is on point.
I know. And you know what? His t-shirt's dry.
Hold on. It is.
Dry to the touch. It is. It's dry to the touch. Dan, thank you for coming by.
That's right.
Leave those there.
We might need them again. Who knows? But that's not the reason I brought you here.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's all mine.
Dan has left the building.
Wait. Oh, hold on. I need him again. Dan!
Again?
Danny boy.
It has something to do with getting a drink, doesn't it?
Ding, 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 ding.
I knew it.
You win!
All right, so
maybe plug back in here and
he doesn't need headphones to be told to get a drink, does he? Oh, sorry.
I have a big question. Rob just played you in again.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
Sure.
Could you give me some more coffee?
Yes.
Thank you. How about a smooch?
Yeah. Oh. Let's keep it PG, kids.
Pushing my luck there.
That's right. Thank you, Dan Von Herman. Oh,
Danny boy.
Stop that. Stop that. All right. The reason I brought you here is not, and I think it was Dwight, because I'm hearing her say the name Dwight now in my head.
You know that this is how we both.
Some people call him Doc Gooden, but he's not a medical doctor.
How we both work. I think you're right about Dwight.
Okay, thank you.
Dwight, not Daryl.
No, no, but Daryl was part of
it. It was a Dwight.
Now,
right?
Yes, Daryl was part of the narrative, though. Later. This is what confused me. All right, before we get back to the exploding water and the surprise party. You have changed your setup, so your background is different, but you haven't noticed what I've done.
Where's your gong?
Oh, it's there. It's there. But what's key is I have changed the orientation of my microphone from a hanging an up. Huh?
Which I enjoy. I can see your head.
Yes. Otherwise, my dainty head would be hidden. My tiny, unassuming head.
But that's why I couldn't see the bottle.
Right. Oh, that's true. And there's the gong. Ta-da!
There it is. You know, your microphone is right where the gong...
How many times has that sentence been said? Your microphone is right where the gong should be. Typical dad. Julia would say classic dad with his microphone where the gong should be. So, Julia's out of town.
Is she at camp?
No, she's at a leadership conference for Skills USA, where she is honoring her technical school.
Thanks, baby.
She's in Kentucky for like 9 days. The house.
Where in Kentucky?
I don't know. You know, I went up to a guy from Kentucky and I said, I want to get this right, so you got to help me. Is the capital of Kentucky, is it pronounced Louisville or Louisville? He said, it's Frankfurt, you idiot. Thank you. He said, why is your t-shirt wet? So the house is deathly quiet.
Julia's not the loudest ever.
Well, no, but what happens is a lot of times she's part of the noise. She's an accelerant. Like if noise was the product of an arsonist, Julia is the gasoline. Now, Robert is truly the match.
You didn't have to drive her there, did you?
No, she went with the lady. The Skills USA lady.
She went... Just a lady. You know this is your daughter. Have you met this lady?
Yes, and there's a teacher, too. This is a big deal. 8-day conference? She was invited.
That's awesome.
So she's down there, and it's funny because every time she texts me, it's all sunshine and light. And then when she texts Carrie, it's like, no one wants to be my roommate. And I look at Carrie and I laugh. I said, she thinks she's playing us. But I know exactly what's going on. She says, well, is she happy or is she sad? I said, I feel the truth lies in the middle. There's probably good moments and bad moments.
Oh, so it's like life.
Yes. For example, Carrie did get a positive text. She says, there's a Starbucks in the lobby of the hotel! !! OMG. And what was Carrie's encouraging response? Get receipts.
Get receipts.
Yeah, because I think we can do something. I don't know. Carrie's all another one of her harebrained get rich quick schemes. So anyway, the reason I brought up the exploding water We did bring that up, right?
You asked me about my office.
We're going to get to that. But let's finish the water thing, because we brought up an interesting thought. You really get to know the metal, the makeup, the genetic fabric of a person based on what they say in true moments of crisis. If you are in front of really, literally, thousands of dollars of broadcast equipment, your very livelihood depends on it, and you open a bottle of Folgorino, Kirkland brand sparkling water, and it explodes everywhere. Violently, I will say violently, soaking your shirt, your keyboard, just narrowly missing your computer. You would think I would yell maybe the F word or the S word.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I yell?
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap. Something that you could say on Nickelodeon. I might as well have said drat, curses, or fiddle-dee-dee.
But that brings me to, I was 2004, I was working on a political campaign, and the son of one of the campaign managers was in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a similar thing. He was opening a 2-liter of some sort of soda.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as a 2-liter can do,
huge.
It went everywhere.
Rocket powered.
I will never forget this. His response was, "Oh balls!"
Oh no! So not even like
14-year-old kid.
Not even like urgency. Just
no. Just oh balls.
Well, you see, he's the son. If he's the son of a campaign manager, it's in his genetic makeup to always be thinking 3 steps ahead. So
maybe,
he's not.
I don't think so.
He's not panicked that it's happening. He's thinking he's got to clean it up. And ultimately, that's why. Did the candidate win the election?
No. See? But they were a good church-going family, so I don't know how much swearing went on anyways.
Do you think the soda exploding is why they lost the election?
Definitely.
100%. Yeah, because that news gets around.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
balls. She's crafty. She gets around. Kids love it when I do the hip-hop.
I think mine's pretty bad.
What do you say?
I think I go straight for the balls.
Okay, well, yeah, you've said that a lot, but...
Oh, no, I know what I say.
What?
GD.
Yeah, I go
to... That's the one.
I do a GDI occasionally, and if I'm really exasperated, I will take our Lord Jesus Christ's name in vain, which is not something I do a lot.
You don't think GD is essentially the same thing?
It is, but don't you think that when you actually name...
You're requesting...
You're more specific.
The Lord Almighty to damn it.
Well, here's my thought on that.
It's a request.
All faiths have some form of God, right?
Say it one more time.
Most faiths, I would say likely all faiths, have some form of God, a higher power.
A higher power, yeah.
Right.
Something bigger than ourselves.
That's why when you say GDI, it's a G, it's a capital G. You got to go that way. You got to give them that respect. But that's also...
Oh, yuck.
What?
He used a different coffee than what I had used originally. So I have a blend of...
I thought
not
perhaps,
a good blend.
Thought perhaps you were disagreeing with my point.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So when you say GDI...
You haven't made one yet. I don't have anything to disagree with.
I thought you were just trying to tear it down before it was even built. Boom-cha. Give yourself a honk for that. You've earned it.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay, here we go. Nice timing. Good. So I think that the inclusiveness of GDI makes it a little more vague and therefore a little less pointed. But when you say JC, you're talking about that one guy.
It's very specific.
Yeah, it's not like sending an email to like info@AOL.org. You're sending it to a guy. It's John Smith is getting that email. It's not going into some big blanket thing. So that's why I think if you had to weigh them, I think that that would go the other way. That's my thought.
Can you bring Dan back in?
Do I have to play the thing? Are you mad about the coffee?
No. I actually want to ask him what... I want to bring somebody else in on this to find out what they say.
And then we'll talk about your office.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
Oh, Danny boy.
And good for you for having to leave the headphones plugged in, because he's going to need them.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like this might be a thing. I can really get on his nerves.
Really? There he is.
Hey,
here's
baby.
Dan Von Herman, everybody.
So
we were talking.
We were talking, recapping very quickly. Come on down. Bring yourself down to my level.
Oh, I thought perhaps you were doing your fabulous Rod Roddy impression. Come on down.
So, we're discussing when something surprising happens.
Mm-hmm. Usually not a good thing. Not like a surprise party, but like something that leans like a... Give my example. An exploding soda.
An exploding soda. And you... I think that the true sort of nature of people comes out with what they exclaim. What do you think your
go-to?
Like, yeah, what's your go-to? Just naturally, the first thing, what comes out?
I don't know.
Really?
I would never exclaim such things.
He is a little bit quiet. He's reserved.
What's mine?
Probably, oh dear.
Right. He's right. He is right.
You foul-mouthed hussy.
He is absolutely right.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's great.
With varying levels of urgency. Oh, my God, you're right. I thought it was shit balls.
Don't keep saying it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Or GD, but you're right. It's, oh, dear.
With varying levels of pitch.
Which way does the pitch go depending on level of urgency?
The higher the pitch, the higher the severity.
If you were able to hear, like, let's say you're in another room and you hear her say, oh, dear, or maybe even, oh, dear, would you be able to grade the severity of the situation based on what you've overheard?
Oh, yeah.
He knows
we
you.
Actually have a thing about that.
Like
because
what?
We call each other, like, beebs, but we also, there's inflection.
Oh, so, I see, yeah.
Hey, beebs, or... Beebs.
Okay, I can hear. The first one was you need coffee. The second one, the dog has messed the carpet.
Right. Yeah. Or it's really bad with also, hey, baby. Or baby.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Baby!
It's good that you have the system in place.
Everyone needs a system. Oh, my God. I forgot about. Oh, dear. I didn't say that.
Hey, Dan, while you're here, by the way, congratulations. How long have you guys been married now?
5.5 years.
And it's going great, and that's awesome. Once you get past 7, it's all easy. So just hang in there. I will say this, though. The coffee that you brought her, not pleased. She's not pleased with it.
It's fine, baby. It's fine.
He's going to listen to the podcast, and he's going to know. You might as well tell him now.
He doesn't listen to our podcast, Rob.
Very busy. He's very busy. Carrie doesn't listen to the Michael Mara show either, so it's fine. It's fine. What do you do?
Mine is once a week.
Is it?
Ah! Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the promo for the week.
Go out strong. Oh, dear.
But my lips hurt real bad.
So, he's funny. I miss you guys.
I need a second to collect myself.
You do that. You do that.
Oh, dear.
I will remind you that this week's episode of Cake and Cookies is brought to you by Kirkland Brand Sparkling Water. Ask for Pellegrino. Ask for it by name. So,
do you not think that it should be called Pellegrino?
Pella what?
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino is better. Thank you. Kirkland Italian Sparkling Mineral Water, a.k.a. Pellegrino Faux. What's this faux? It's faux drinking.
Faux show.
Faux show enough. So when you signed on the Skype today, and by the way, I'm not happy with Skype right now.
He's so funny.
I know. You're lucky you married him. You're still the funnier of the two, though.
Thank you.
But he has the moments.
We actually had this conversation yesterday with 3 friends. I am the funnier, but he has the better zingers.
Oh, so he's like he would be a better contestant on Hollywood Squares, but you would be a better host.
Yes.
Precisely. I'm glad we got this worked out with a 40-year-old reference. You know what? My sleeve is wet. It's making my arm all young. Peter Marshall.
Jesus.
And
I just
went
out of my chair.
What happened?
I don't know.
Has the show started?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, so my new office includes I got a rug.
Now, yeah, you speaking of rugs, I saw Tony Bennett last night. But that's for another time. So, yeah, what prompted you to redo your office? Because you loved your office.
Yeah, my desk had become a real problem. So I had a little desk,
mm-hmm.
just a little tiny IKEA kind of
but
desk.
But when you sat at it, did it look huge?
No. What was it, Edith Ann?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go with like a 60-year reference.
That's great. Let's go back. Pretty soon I'll start citing Charlie Chan movies.
And American
will eat it up with a spoon. So you didn't have an oversized rocker. You had an undersized desk.
Yes, and it didn't hold. I couldn't have, so I have my regular job stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I have my audio equipment and everything.
Sure.
I couldn't fit all of it on there together without being very cramped.
Right. And you like your space?
What?
You like your space?
I mean, I like tidiness.
And if it's too cramped, it can't be tidy, but you need space is what I'm saying.
Yes. So, got an L-shaped desk.
That's Spanish. It means the shaped desk.
And it looks really nice.
Is it a male or a female desk? Because Spain, in Spain, who's where they speak Spanish. I don't know why I said in Spain. The Spanish language also assigns genders to words, right? La and L.
I'm going to go with she because she belongs to me.
Okay, that's good. But then are all desks female?
No.
Or feminine?
No.
Oh, so it's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Okay, I can deal with that. So it's an L-shaped desk. Did you get rid of the previous desk?
Well, it's sitting in the living room, and it will be going on the Savannah buy, sell, or trade.
I think you should just leave it in there.
It actually doesn't look bad, so that's why I'm not in a hurry.
Put some flowers on it.
I've been thinking, should I put a little chair there and maybe make it kind of like a little writing desk area?
Hey, and rent it to a local writer, and he can come in and write in your living room.
Why does it have to be a he? What if Jessica Fletcher comes by? Oh, I need a typewriter.
I was going to say, if Jessica Fletcher comes by, you're going to have to put a ramp outside. You're going to have to make the house. You're not up to code.
It's only three steps.
Yeah, well, that's...
Give me three steps. Give me three steps.
Our typical... This is our magic. That we can go effortlessly from Murder, She Wrote to Leonard Skinner without even trying. And for the 19 people on planet Earth that understand what we just did, I applaud you.
Yes. Yes. I applaud you applauding. Well, they might not be applauding us.
No, they're not. They might not be able to applaud us.
I got an L-shaped desk.
Yes.
And as you know, my office is the only room in the house that we did not paint because it wasn't green.
Right.
It is a light blue with an off-white trim, and it has built-in bookshelves.
Love
also
the bookshelves. Off-white. Love the bookshelves.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And the desk I got is off-white. It's L-shaped, so the one side of the L is my audio stuff.
Right.
The other side of the L is my real job. Womp womp. So one side is fun, and one side is not.
Oh, it's like if a desk was a mullet haircut.
Yes. So all I have to do is...
Business up front and party in the back.
So look, business, Katie.
Yes, very nice. You can't do that. I'm not paying you.
Fun, Katie.
Yay! Murder, She Wrote.
Yay!
Well, I'm glad to know we've got a system. The only reason it threw me off is that your background is totally different. Because
well,
used to have the bookshelf.
Well, yes, because I'm facing
fun. Mm-hmm. So, and you're okay with it.
Yes, and I'm kind of digging it. So I liked it enough that I decided to go out on a limb.
Yes.
I even bought a rug.
Look out. Look out.
I know. I went crazy.
Can you describe the rug by color and pattern?
It has a...
I'm surprised you had to look at it.
It's multicolor.
Okay.
The base color would be sort of a cream.
Yes.
And then the colors that are within it are gold and navy blue, some turquoise, and some hints of fuchsia.
Fuchsia? Wow.
Well, here.
Well, no. I mean, I believe you.
Isn't it pretty?
Do you know what?
What?
We have the same rug. I'm pretty sure we do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you get yours from Amazon?
Yes.
No.
It's Linus's rug. It's in the living room up front. And it's where he comes down every morning and rubs his face on it because Linus loves his rug. Same rug.
Rob, we're weird.
Yeah, we are. Jessica Fletcher, Leonard Skinner, same rug.
Pellet I'm going to take foe. A... Can we pause?
No.
We need to take a break because we need to move on. We have a lot of questions to get to.
We do.
I am a changed person since my jaw surgery.
I can tell you're the light of fire under you.
Completely changed person. But I'm going to take a picture of my rug.
And I'll take a picture of mine.
I want you to run upstairs, take a picture of your rug.
Right.
Let's compare.
This is like the worst sexy text ever. I want
to
see.
I'm never going to send you a sexy text.
I don't expect you to, but I'm just saying.
I will send you a picture of my rug.
Taking this out of context, it's really not turning
see
anyone on.
See what I
on.
Did there? See what I did?
Yeah, I see. No, Katie, I don't. Too stupid.
Yes.
Yes, bless. All right.
Oh, dear.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. More hot rug talk. And the last remnants of a good radio show. We're back after this. It's Cake and Cookies. This one will bring back some memories. Remember?
I remember.
We worked there.
You want me to bring back some memories? I pulled out an old purse last night.
Yes. Was there a fruitcake in it? Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
That's
my old
awesome.
Business cards.
I still have, I think, at least a couple examples of all my business cards. But the best one is when we were the Redskin station and we were allowed to put Redskin helmets on our cards. So there you go. Anyway, I'm playing music from Jaws because I just wanted to mix it up.
Okay.
Because this is your theme song. So, in that break, that lengthy break, we each photographed our rugs and sent them to each other. Because you didn't know.
Has my text gotten to you?
Yes. Now, here's the deal. You didn't know that we had redone the front room and put a rug in there. You knew we had done it, but you didn't know we had bought a rug. I had no idea you were redoing your office and that you bought a rug. So if you've just got off a plane or if you're doing what so many people do, if you're starting our podcast halfway through, nobody does that. But this is what's known as a reset. We each went and took pictures of our rugs. Are you ready to open?
Our new rugs. Okay, I'm ready to open.
Go ahead. Unbelievable. They're the same.
Oh my God, we have the same rug.
I know, out of total random selection. And we each sent pictures with our dogs.
And we both made sure the dogs were in the picture.
Oh God.
You have got to be kidding me.
I am not. That's the exact same rug.
I don't. When the first one showed up and I thought it was mine. And then I was like, oh wait, no, hold on. But our floors are the same. What the heck is this?
I don't know. I'm not even sure. I think we should seek counseling or something because that's not okay.
You could. So the way that I. Wow.
It's very weird, Katie.
I don't.
All right, come back. We need you.
Are you not? Is your not? Are you?
What?
I know.
Choose words and say them. But it's true.
Are you not just completely bizarrely blown away by this as well?
Well, what do you think happened when you panned your camera down and I saw the rug in your office and I said, that looks strangely familiar, to a point that when I went upstairs, I would not have been shocked if my rug had been taken away.
I think it's the same size.
It's the same. It's identical.
This is crazy.
It is. So there's that.
You have to do a split screen. There's got to be a show picture.
No, the picture is just going to be your rug. I don't need to split screen. It's the same rug.
Yeah, but one has Linus and one has Judd.
I'm going to use the one that just has Judd. Linus gets enough spin on our show. Linus is all...
You think Judd isn't like a co-star?
Well, he's like a featured player.
Mr. Rob.
Judd, do you know that if you were to come to my house, the rug would look the same?
No.
Yes.
Can I rub my face on it?
Yeah, but it's going to make Linus mad.
Hmm.
Oh, we pet set a dog this week, and you know what his name was? Pistachio.
Do you call him Piss for short?
Tosh.
Oh, of course.
And he was a
E-I-E-I-O.
He was a puggle, not a puggle mix, a pug mix. Mm-hmm. And here's why it was great. He had all the good-looking characteristics of a pug, including the curly. You know how the tail like curls in?
Oh, I have a funny story about Mike's pug.
But he has a little snoot. He's not a total flat-faced pug because of what is in him. He has a grabbable snoot.
Does he snore?
He did. I don't know. He didn't sleep in the bed with me. We made him go elsewhere, but we did play a mean. He and Linus got on very nicely, and so today is the first day that he hasn't been here in a week. And I actually had a little game with Linus, and in retrospect, I think it was mean. We were in the kitchen, and I said, "Now, Linus," and he looked at me and he tilted his head. I said, "Linus, buddy, where's Pistachio?" And he looked around the house. I said, "Where's Pistachio?" He looked around and he looked back at me. I said, "Is he in this cabinet?" And I walked over to the cabinet,
Rob?
And I said, "Is he in here?" And he walked real close to it, and I opened it slowly, and he looked, and there was no Pistachio, and he jumped back and looked at me. I said, "He's not in there."
Rob!
And then I said, "But is he in this cabinet?"
Rob, he misses his friend Pistachio.
I did it four times. Maybe that's why my
was it only four times because he finally was like
no I think he would have I think he would have gone all day.
Oh dear.
I know.
Oh dear.
I know. Crap. So that's what I did this morning. That's probably why my soda blew up on me. That's dog karma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
we have the same rug.
We have the same rug and different lifestyles, which just goes to show the flexibility of the rug. It works in any lifestyle. If you live in an antebellum-styled environment like Savannah, still steeped in Southern tradition, where mm-hmm. the Spanish moss hangs as heavy as the humid afternoon air, this rug is fine.
You asked me what colors and pattern. When I was describing it, when I said in hints of fuchsia.
Yeah.
Your face went funny.
Yeah, because I started to see what might be happening before my very eyes. But as I was saying, if you live in a bustling modern metropolis where life goes 80 miles an hour from sunup to sundown, like Leesburg, Virginia.
If you're lucky,
the rug traffic. Also works. And any place in between. You could have it at a coffee plantation.
You know what? We should link this rug through the Mike O'Mara TOMS show Amazon portal.
Well, I'll tell you
this. So you too, listener, can have this rug.
Don't think I'm not one step ahead of you, Missy. Oh, dear. Oh. Because listen, every day on the Mike O'Mara show, we have an Amazon purchase of the day. And oftentimes I like to attach a story to it.
Well.
And boy, do I have a story for this.
Have we got a doozy?
That's right. If you
think Michael actually let you talk about our rugs on the show,
he'll let me talk, and then he'll say that's stupid, but he'll let me say it, and that's as good. That's almost like when a lawyer.
Do you think he'll go down the road where he thinks that somehow we have merged brain cells?
He might think that. You know what that means? Now I'm excited to go to work tomorrow. I got something to talk about. I'm like Bonnie Raitt. Without the gray streak in my hair. The only streak I have in my hair is where the hair is stopped.
I love Bonnie.
Oh, she's great.
She has an awesome duet with Nora Jones of Tennessee Whiskey. Tennessee Whiskey, the Tennessee Waltz.
Oh, I love that. Tennessee Whiskey and then the Tennessee Waltz. Do you know who she's married to?
No.
Danny O'Keefe, who played the caddy in Caddyshack. Michael O'Keefe, who played the caddy in Caddyshack, Danny Noonan.
Huh.
How about that?
I had no idea.
So he's getting some of that good first-rate stuff.
I get you.
Yeah, they love to bone.
Rob!
Hey, just keeping it real. Do you know what they have in their house? A beautiful rug from Amazon. With bits of fuchsia in it. So before we get to the questions.
I have been derailed.
Yeah, I feel a little bothered myself.
Yeah.
So before we get to the questions, I want to take. This won't drop until after the surprise, so I can do this.
Okay.
My best friend in college was a guy named Bill Hirschman, whose on-air name was Bill Stevens, great broadcasting guy who ended up not being a broadcaster, but he taught me a lot about videography.
So he just came up with a random radio name?
Well, no, he was broadcasting then. He was broadcasting then. And he.
I'm a physics major, but you can call me Bill Stevens.
Hi, I appreciate...
Between 10 and 3 at midday.
I believe that it is an incredible honor to receive this Nobel Peace Prize. And if you would please engrave it into the name of Shotgun Tom Kelly. No, I do believe...
And then you have to punctuate it with a popcorn shotgun.
Hey, I would like to thank the Nobel Association for this beautiful prize, and I would like to accept it in the name of J.J. the Hitman McKay. WABC. Thank you. So Bill was... I learned a lot from him, and he actually met him. He was doing news on my morning show on the WVCW radio station. And it got to be so the news breaks would, you know, they were slotted for like 2 or 3 minutes and they turned into like 40-minute talks. Because we really enjoyed talking with each other. So he became my radio partner until I was fired from college radio. Yes, it can be done. So today...
So what you're saying is...
What?
Was there ever any radio job that you didn't get fired from?
No.
I didn't mean to laugh so hard at that. Oh, that wasn't very nice. But
crap.
Funny.
It was funny. That was Dan's style, not your style.
How did you get fired from college radio?
Okay. I'm sure we've been through this before, but I'll keep it brief. I was hated by the guy that was the general manager. He hated me from day one because we both started at the same time as disc jockeys. Mm-hmm. And I'll say it. I'm man enough to say this. I was always a little better than him. I was funnier. I was a better board op. And I was well-liked. But he was a climber.
Ooh.
He loved to say, oh, hi. Hi, faculty advisor. Hi. And so when we ran against
each other. Did he shuck and jive?
No, he was too dumb to do that. He was, and he was skinny and gangly. And he's the only person that I've ever had a graphic dream about murdering somebody about.
Good God, Rob.
I remember feeling the tendons in his neck crushing under my thumb pressure.
Okay.
Clearly in the dream.
You've taken it too far.
Hey, but we have the same rug. Don't be scared. It was only a dream. Anyway, so I won't even mention this guy by name. Let's call him Robert. So that's his name, you see. I won't say his last name.
Okay.
But anyway.
Oh, so even better, you shared a first name.
Yes. And so when we ran to be in station management our senior year, it was done like president and vice president, which is how all radio stations should be. The guy who gets the most votes gets to be the general manager, and the runner-up is the program director. Why was the runner-up?
I was the station manager for my college radio station.
Would you have fired me?
Well, no.
Thank you. So I get to be program director.
I would have put you on overnights.
Uber nights. No, you know you would have put me in morning drive. Because
no,
I was able to show up every morning. But I was willing to show up every morning. No one...
In college, if you were willing... No, it would have been you.
Sign up every morning at 7. Yeah, I was there. So anyways, we're elected and everyone has the impression, because he puts on a good sort of outward demeanor, that he was like the sensible, smart guy to put in charge. So he won general manager. This was a mistake.
He's, and you, wacky.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirt guy. You know me, Kid Kelly. WABC. So I'm program director. So over the summer, I come down to do a couple fill-in shifts because the station has like a loop of music, but we let people come in and do shifts if they wanted to in the summertime. I drove down from here, D.C., and went and did a shift. And one of the bits I did was I saw the applications for the fall DJs, and I started reading the applications on the air because it was funny. These are rising college freshmen that are filling out applications to impress college seniors. So it's like moron trying to impress moron, right? And so I'm reading these applications.
The moron who they're trying to impress is probably out moron.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So I'm reading these applications and I may have made fun of them. I may have revealed their names.
What? Not you.
I may have tried to call them on the air to say, dude, what's up?
So this, okay, this has to be how you got it. Keep going.
It was a good bit, though. It was very funny. And all the while, I was still doing traffic and weather on the 8s and giving the weather. It was great. No, it was a tight little show. Played my music, brought my box of 45s down, and did all that stuff. So it gets back to this guy, Robert, that this is what I did. And he said, this is unprofessional. This is not acceptable. I said, well, it might not be professional, but if you listen to it, you find out it's very acceptable because it was really entertaining, something you might want to think about trying on your show. And
no.
So then he goes to faculty.
Oh, dear.
And gets me removed. Now,
well, yeah.
Bright side of the story and a sidelight, the faculty member that eventually got me fired and out of there remains a really good friend to this day with me on Facebook, and we still correspond on a regular basis, and she's one of the best professors I had. However, this was a bit of a salty moment between the two of us when she fired me from college radio. Fired from a non-paying position. Just like, almost like being at JFK.
Wow.
But so...
Yeah, not far off.
No, very close. Closer than it is further away. So... This was after my first summer of interning at WJFK with the Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
And I called Don and I bitched about it. And they called this guy Robert on the air.
No.
And destroyed him.
Well, yes.
And it was a pretty savory bit of revenge considering what happened leading up. And it almost made it okay for me. We never saw eye to eye again. And I was never invited back onto the radio station. And to this day, as arguably one of their most famous alums as far as radio goes,
mm-hmm.
never been invited back to speak or to be on the radio station. Someday I'd like to remedy that. So anyway.
You haven't been?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's because you got fired.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't ruin. I mean, that doesn't change the fact that what's happened since then has been solid. I'm not going to read any more applications on the air. I've learned my lesson. Don't you know who I am? I'm Scooter Magruder.
WABC. I have to say,
Yes?
I find it absolutely hilarious, and I would have loved to have heard it.
It was a great bit. It was a great bit. It was a lot of like, he says, I should be on the radio station because, and it's like fill in the blank. He says, I love music and fun. I think he said something like that. Something out of like a top hour stager from a top 40 station. And I remember reading it and being in the studio by myself and going, hey, this guy likes music and fun. Let's get
him on the air.
Hey, a little too much music, not enough fun.
But for you, possibly a little too much fun.
Yes, and not enough music.
Not enough music. Mm,
I had to face the music eventually. So it all came out. So what's the takeaway? I had a lot of spare time my senior year. Because
I almost snurfed my coffee.
I had blocked out a lot of time for the radio station, including no classes before 11, because I was doing morning drive. Anyway, but that's not the reason I brought you here. Bill, who was my radio partner my junior year, good guy, great guy, a fireman, an EMT, a broadcaster, he was based in the Burke area, so we're sort of same local. So we actually came back and forth to school a couple times together, and he is turning 49 today. And because of this, they're throwing him a surprise 50th birthday party, which the surprise is he's not 50.
That is perfect.
And it's going to be at the Burke Firehouse, and all of his friends are going to be there. And
that's so fun.
By the time this podcast drops, the party will have already happened. So I can say this. Happy birthday, Beezy. You are one of the classiest guys I've ever met, and I'm going to be very proud to be a part of your celebration today. Good guy.
Oh, happy birthday, Beezy.
Yeah, that's short for Bill. Actually, it's long for Bill.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think that's short for Bill.
That was my nickname for him because I had an Uncle Bill that our family name for him was Beezy.
Oh, so you really do like this guy.
Oh, I really do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at his wedding. How about that?
How about that?
I don't think he came to my wedding, but I think there was a hiccup or something.
That's fine.
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe he was mad that I read his invitation on the air.
This guy prefers chicken.
Hey, we gotta get this guy. He prefers chicken.
God forbid he took the vegetarian option.
Yeah.
Woo!
Vegetarians are no good. I'm Shadow Smith. WABC. Anyway, happy birthday, Bill. 49.
Keep the same rug.
I know. But you know what we don't have?
Nope.
We don't have any more time to waste before we answer questions.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
You guys were kind enough to share with us your curiosities. And we'll get to them right now.
I should put this horn out of reach.
Why?
I don't know. I love it so much.
I should take the horn to Bill's party.
I mean, you have your own horn, so you'll have to take
it. Yeah, I'm not going to take that one. I can never make it to the party. And, oh, here's a picture of Julia. Keep it in my drawer. Isn't that nice?
She's so pretty.
I know. She's the greatest.
I know we're not supposed to, like, glorify beauty and all that and blah, 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 blah. But she's so smart, so I feel like it's okay.
Happy birthday!
Aw.
I know. I like when you go slow and it almost doesn't go. That's just the wheezing horn. Oh, there was an in one. This is the best show we've ever done.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I think it's pretty up there. It's right up there with licorice hats.
I don't know if it's Lady Boxwind funny, but we'll do the best we can.
And barbecue pizza and happy birthday bags.
Oh, I do love barbecued pizzas. Would you like to run the questioning today?
No. my.
Okay. I'll take that. Oh, dear.
I was really trying to come up with an excuse, but I don't have one.
No, you just don't want to do it.
Well, I don't have a browser open or anything. I'm just running Skype on this computer.
A browser. All right, I'm scrolling down to the questions.
Like the bad guy in Mario Go. Yeah. It's Bowser.
Also the lead singer of Sha Na Na. All right, I guess you had nothing to say there. So let's start with Adam Sharrock. WABC. What is your idea of a perfect deli sandwich?
One with real bread and gluten.
Yeah, I agree. That's important. And I'm afraid I got to go with white bread.
I enjoy, in a perfect world, I love sourdough.
Oh, it's good, but that's not right for a deli sandwich.
Okay, but sourdough with roast beef and, or corned beef.
Nice. Very
yeah,
nice.
Probably, you know what, and I'm going to, this is a little odd, I'm going to say cheddar cheese.
Oh, roast beef and cheddar is a strong combo.
Yeah, and a spicy mustard.
Good. I like it. I agree. Now, I know that you and I have we have our issues with mayonnaise. Now, wait. Let me answer this, because some people say that the important thing about mayonnaise on, say, like a hamburger, which, by the way, to me is a sin.
What?
But they say the important thing about mayonnaise on a hamburger is it provides an oil-based shield to keep the bread from zopping up all the hamburger juice and getting soggy.
I want the bread to be, like, hamburger juicy soggy.
So I see the science behind it, but here's why you mustn't ever use mayonnaise on a deli sandwich. To me, a perfect deli sandwich is a combination of meats, maybe a salami or a pepperoni, a ham, maybe like a spicy Italian ham. Then on that, you put your lettuce and your tomato and maybe some onion. I like some Italian seasoning, but the key thing is the oil and vinegar topping, because mm-hmm. that brings everything together, essentially making a salad on top of it. And the oil and vinegar, once it soaks into the bread, if it's a hearty enough roll, it can stand up to it. But without it, the bread is too hearty, and it will make the sandwich not as good. So for me, the key thing, I like a lot of sandwiches, but the key thing for an important sandwich to me is an Italian-based sub with oil and vinegar, no mayonnaise. I think mayonnaise is sort of a crime against humanity.
Toasted or not?
Never toasted. I don't want the bread to be hot when cold ingredients touch it. Same reason I'll never eat a toasted bagel. It makes I don't toast bagels because it makes the cream cheese too runny.
See, I don't even I have no what is it? Steak in this game? What is it? No
You have no steak on your sandwich.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
Okay.
Because I have started disliking deli meats for
why?
Whatever we talked about this. My tastes have suddenly...
Oh, that's right. They're different now.
They've gone wonky. Mm-hmm. And the thought of... You mentioned ham. And I thought about prosciutto. And then I got really... I just... So maybe that's why I went straight for the corned beef, because it's not quite the same.
Well, I like corned beef on rye. That's one thing I'll go with.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to go there, please.
You got to have sauerkraut.
Yes, but also for a beverage, I would please require
Dr. Brown's.
Yes, a cream soda, please. Rob Cox posts a question that's on everybody's mind. Will Katie come to Vegas?
I have a problem.
What's that?
My nephew is getting married.
Sounds like it's his problem.
Well, it's okay, so I'm trying to work it out if I can do both somehow, but
when is the wedding?
The following, or the weekend. Wait, it's the second. The following weekend.
Oh, so they're not the same day.
No, they're not the same day, but that's a lot of
travel
and time off from work, and I'm trying to figure it out. Also, Dan and I didn't. Y'all sold out real fast.
I know, 50 hours.
We didn't get tickets.
Well, you know I can get you in. I know a guy.
Oh, do you?
I do.
But if we can figure it out somehow, I would like to.
Okay.
Really, really would. But it's my nephew's. I mean,
I understand. Where is this wedding?
Ohio.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Is it a drive?
So,
is
Georgia? It's a whole, you know, it really is a travel thing.
That's not a drivable one, is it?
I mean, it is, but it's.
Well, it's, I mean, for me, yeah. I mean, Alaska is drivable. I'm talking about like being practically drivable.
Right. No, I mean, we could, but it would be, I mean, that's going to be a 13, 14 hour drive, which isn't that awful, but I mean, you lose a day either way.
Both times. Yeah. All right. Well, let me know. And if you'd like to get in, I can get you in.
Can you?
I can. Right. I need someone backstage to shake up all the sodas.
Long story.
I didn't mean to interrupt you with the stager.
Too long, didn't read, trying, but we have some serious, important family commitment.
It could happen, though.
Yes.
All right.
I
how
want
about,
it to.
How about this from Chris Casanario Hartsfield? Hartsfield.
I like her a lot.
I do, too. Katie Forbes Von Herman, that's you. I wonder what you do. What about when Dan said, it does. I wonder what you did to pass the time after your surgery. Tear emoji. I have broken my kneecap and have to be, oh, ow, and have to be off my feet as much as possible, and I'm going crazy. How do you pass the time?
Ooh, well, I had a plan that I was going to read a bunch of books,
sure.
But my vision on the surgery side,
right,
was almost like looking through cellophane, so I couldn't read books.
Nor could you go to a 3D movie.
Oh, golly, no.
All of your favorite hobbies.
All of my favorite hobbies right out the window. So I did do some Netflix binging. I found some shows to Netflix. And then I got a couple of... So reading a novel I couldn't do, but I got some puzzles. Where did I put it?
Jigsaw puzzles?
No, not that kind of puzzle. Like brain teaser puzzles. teasing my brain right now because I don't know where I put them. Hold on.
That's the biggest brain teaser. Where is it?
Here we go. Here we go. In the new desk, I had to figure out which.
You know what? I wouldn't have gotten fired from that radio station if I had done brain teasers instead of reading the applications on the air.
Like classic variety puzzles. So word games, anagram magic, logic problems, cryptograms.
So it's a book of puzzles.
Yeah.
Chris Casanario Hartsfield, get on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show link and buy yourself a puzzle book.
I did half of it in 2 days. It was.
Well, then you might want to buy two.
It kept me pretty, but then also read some books, listen to podcasts.
Hey, you know what? And also audiobooks are great.
I would rather read the book.
Couldn't because your eyes were bad.
I know.
I told you if you kept that up, you were going to go blind. I said, Dad, can I just do it till I need glasses? Nick Peterson. Yes. Oh, I'll entertain a question.
Okay. So now that my voice is back to normal, do you think I sound taller?
Yes.
Thanks.
But not tall.
Well, of course not.
Oh, dear. Nick Peterson writes, what is something from your childhood that you wanted for Christmas but never got?
I thought about this question, and I don't feel like I ever had any high hopes for specific presents.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I was ever disappointed at a Christmas.
I never was disappointed. The only thing I ever really wanted that I never got was to be emancipated from my parents. But how do you wrap that? Shannon,
wiggity 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 wag.
She gets around. Shannon LaDodge, not talking about you, Shannon. Shannon LaDodge writes, did Julia ever get flames painted onto her car? No, but I don't think it's off the table yet. I think it could still happen.
That would be fun.
Very cool. Tom Burnett, here, just a quick one. I'm not going to play the whole stager. Tom Burnett writes, I should say, who put the alphabet in alphabetical order?
Was it the Greeks?
I believe it was. And a related question from Rob Cox, who rears his head again. Why is Rob such a grammar Nazi? Actually, I'm more of a grammar socialist. Mm-hmm. But the reason I am, and I will correct people on Facebook, is that we have a beautiful, wonderful language that has some rules that if you stick to them, you can very clearly communicate with others. Use these rules. Use this language. It's a great language. Don't be lazy.
I think the disintegration of our use of grammar has a lot to do with texting, and it bothers me.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's lazy.
It is lazy. Come on, type it out. I mean, you can use voice to text if you want. Huh? That was a grease man.
Maybe
thing.
That's why the grammar sometimes comes out incorrectly.
Yeah, but then go back and proofread it.
If you're
Think about you're replacing a 4-day process of sitting down, writing a letter, and mailing it. Now it's instantaneous. You don't have 5 more seconds to proofread it? Come on.
Come on.
And also, if you're just going to type letter H, letter R, letter U, you don't really care how I am. Get off your ass, Rob Cox. I'm sorry.
He was just asking the question.
I know. Well, he got his answer, didn't he?
Well, it doesn't mean that he's not all into grammar, too.
You know what? It is a properly phrased question. Rob, I apologize. You have survived the purge. All right, can I answer this last question before we get out of here?
Okay.
Okay, it's from Joe Mahan.
Wait, so I don't get an opportunity to answer as well?
You can if you like, but I have an answer. I'm pretty sure I've got it figured out.
I don't think you really want me to.
I want you to.
It was kind of hurtful.
All right, you answer this one, okay?
Okay.
Joe Mahan writes, I've really come to enjoy your show. I think you're both quite good. Ah, I like that. And so I've got this question. Whenever I drink something, hot or cold, I get a shooting pain in the back of my mouth. What do you think it could be?
The straw.
You see, not only do we have the same rug.
Were you going to say that too?
I was going to say, take the spoon out of the cup. Same joke. This is a crazy day. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. We'll do it again next week. Appreciate the questions. Thank you, Mike, Oscar, and Pony for putting up with all this nonsense. And Katie, it's great to see you operating at 100%.
Yes.
It's the straw. Maybe, you know, everyone is saying that we got to get rid of straws. It would certainly help that guy's mouth, his throat.
Take him out of metal now. Oh,
ow. My neck hurts and I have tetanus. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Grandma.
Bing bong.
And then he screamed when he saw that my head was cue ball bald with a few scabs. He won't let me stop to eat. Luckily, my turban is full of crab cake.